Okay, we're up to Daf Lamed Hey. We just finished the Mishnah, and in the Mishnah, we talked about the dinim of the Esrog, and of course, just like we did with the other minim, we'd like to know how in the world we know an Esrog is an Esrog anyway. It doesn't say anything about an Esrog in the Torah. Tana Rabbanan. The pre-Eitz Hadar that is mentioned in the Lakachtem Lechem Bayom HaRishon pre-Eitz Hadar is referring to an eighth pre-Eitz, which is means the same way it's used in the story of Briyas HaOlam. It refers to a connection between the eighths and the pre. So it must be Eitz Shetam Eitzohu Piryosh Shaveh. Must be a tree which has the same taste as its root. And which one was that? Aviomer Ze Etrog. The only fruit like that would be the Etrog. And therefore, it must be a reference to Etrog. Ve'ema pilvili. How do you know it doesn't mean pepper? Kiritanya, or maybe mayor or
the Etrog
meaning. So, how do we know it's not pilvili? Since when it says, Kitavo el oretsu de tatem kol eitz machal. But then it goes right on to say, V'aral temar lato et pirio, shalosh anim, etc. lo yeachel. I mean, obviously, it's not referring to eating the tree, is it? So it's got to be an eitz machal. So why does it have to say eitz machal? Of course it's an eitz machal. Otherwise, how did it have a pre that we're talking about eating? So, matamud lomar eitz Machal. Must be a reference to Eitz Shetam Eitzo Piryoshaveh Havei Omer Zepilpili. The only eitz there it says that we need the ribui to tell me that there's a chiev of orla, because I mean certainly it's no chiddush, and in the esrog is chayev an orla. I mean why not? It's got to be something that I would have thought is not chayev an orla. And what would that be? Havei Omer Zepilpilin. That's the issue of pilpilin. Why would I have thought that pilpilin is not chayev in orla? So Rashi says I would have thought because it grows very low along the ground, and therefore I would have thought it has a shame not of an eight, but is considered more to be a vegetable.
Do we not mean a pepper? Do you mean pepper? Do you mean pepper?
No, peppercorn. No, peppercorn. No, dinner. Or lot. Pepper.
That's not a picture.
Well, yeah, who's got a picture?
Hot pepper. You mean hot pepper?
Peppercorn. Pepper
little round pepper.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
So Rashi says that it's because of how it grows. Toaster says, why the heck would that be a criteria for whether it would be chayav an orla or not? That's never the criteria, how tall the bush grows. At least that's what Taisva says. And we know that there's a whole issue about brocha of low bushes, the whole berry problem. But in any event, Taisva says that's not a criteria, therefore we should effectively ignore it. What is that?
That's wrong, isn't it?
What is that?
It looks like a jalapeno.
Come on, I don't believe it.
I gave a jalapeno pepper.
Are you serious?
No, I forged it just a moment.
Tell the guys in Joburg which picture not to look at.
Guys in Joburg, don't look at picture Kuf Mem Zion unless you want a good laugh.
What?
Okay. No, this is the pilpilin like the zangabila. It's the same sugya. The question of whether it has a din of just wood because it gets dry, which is what Tosfos says. A pepper ends up becoming simply like wood. Not those things. Those things just wither and disappear.
But if they have a life of more than a year, you plant them every year.
What, the Japolinos? Yeah. Whatever, but they're not. But they're, if so, they're either a fruit. Either they are fruit and they're not a fruit. But there's certainly no chiddush to tell me anything about those type of people. Whatever they are, they are. Here the issue is that since they grow in such a way that they end up becoming hard, they're just like basically aches itself. Therefore, Tosfos says that we had a havamina that they shouldn't have a din of pre because they're so fully yabesh. So then, therefore, we have the same sugya by Yom HaKippurim, the same day that you complained about the grape growth.
Which we've seen, by the way.
Yes, which we actually brought and ate. Don't start up today. It's not a good mazel for you for that daf. Okay.
You can handle it.
You can handle it. I'm sorry. I don't want him to start bringing in any Zulu warriors. So, the Kiddush, therefore, would be that it's the pilpilin to tell you, the lamdecha sha pilpilin chayavim ba'orla. It's a big Kiddush over here. The pilpil is chayav in orla. Ve'in eretz yisrael chasera klum, which shows you, I mean, these are things generally, you figure you got to travel to the Far East in order to get these exotic spices and so on. You can get anything in eretz yisrael. And therefore, shenemar, lo techla kolba. In any event, I certainly don't need a limud that pilpulin. I mean, that esrog is chayev in arla, but I might be able to think, now that I know that pilpulin is tametz of a priyar shave, that the pilpulin is the esrog. So go walk around with pilpulin. That'll get you some look. So how do we know it's not that? Mishum de lo efshar, it doesn't work. Because echinavi. How do we do exactly the lakicha of lakach ben lachem? Ninkot choda, should we take one pilpul? One pilpul? Who's going to see the one pilpul? Where exactly do you hold it? Of course, according to the picture over here, there's no problem. You take a giant Japolino pepper, and it's as big as an esrog. It's very funny to me. Okay, but so maybe let's take a handful of peppers. So I have my lulav in one hand, and the other hand I'll have a handful of peppers.
Don't sneeze.
So everyone will say, it's not ground, it's just pepper. So says the Gemara, you can't do that, because the Torah said, only one? So therefore it's not possible. The only solution is that we're talking about the etrog.
And that's the only reason?
No. Rebbe Omer? Al tikre hadar. It's not a question of its being hadar. It's a question of its being like a deer. A deer. So it's like hadir. What's a deer? A deer is a place where you keep all kinds of different animals. Yeah? So just like a deer. Yeshbo gidolim uketanim temimim ubalim. Is a deer not full of a very wide variety and range of animals? What's so immediately noticeable about an etrog tree is the broad range of the sizes and of the prices. Oh no, it didn't say that. Of the mumim, exactly.
Oh no,
I don't want to. What is that supposed to mean? What other trees produce? Completely homogeneous peros? Well, what kind of... Every tree produces different sizes peros. Some peros are nice, some peros aren't nice. You're telling me you don't have to go through a sivug process on every tree when you're selling fruit? You process it. You have the best quality, the lower quality. As well as anybody who's done food processing on a farm knows. So, otu, shar perot, letu, gedolim, utanim, tibimu, bali, mumi. No. Achikoma, the deer means, achibaim, kitanim, adayin, gedolim, kayamim. The point over here is not that you have a variety of fruit, but rather, just like in a deer, you have a new generation being born while the old generation is still here. So that you also have with the etrog. Etrog, you have an etrog lasts for a number of years on the tree. You can have a 3-year-old etrog, a big gigantic etrog, while another etrog is still in its embryonic stages. Therefore, it's something that's special for the etrog. Rabbi Abu Omar, hadar. Don't say the word hadar, meaning beautiful. Ela hador, davar shedar beilano mishana l'shana. A liver, meaning a long-lived fruit. So that it sits there for many years. It just sort of settles in. Just the same idea. It's just a question of the cement. Do I need to get that meaning from the word deer, which is inherent in hadar, or from the word dar, which is inherent in hadar? And I don't need to go to deer, but it means the same thing. Ben azai omer, al tikri hadar. Don't read that as hadar, ela hydro, meaning hydra, water. Shekein belashon yevani, korim lamayim hydra. In Greek, water is called hydra, which is where we got the word hydrogen from. So since it's called hydros, it's got to be a reference to an etrog, because the etrog is very unique in that point. Ezo shagadal al komai. Where do we have, basically, a tree in which you have something that grows on all type of water? We have iran, and iran idachat is post. Why is that? My time akivin l'sreif akoy ketutim mikat shiura. Here, of course, we've already discussed this many times. All of a sudden, we're bringing up ketutim mikat shiura that we didn't bother talking before. Truth is, we've got some issues here. It's not so partial. Because the Mishnah also mentioned the etrogim that aren't kosher to eat and said they were pasul for some reason, which is the next week you're coming out. So wouldn't that automatically pasul the etrog of the year on idachat? So why do we need ketutim mikat shiura? Because the Gemara is bringing this up in order to give us conniption. That's Amir. We didn't bring it up before because it was obviously the same sugya. Here, that's the question. So let's take a look in the next sugya, and then we'll get back to it. Orla Pasul. My time, Anna. This is a whole new idea. I mean, why should an etrog of Orla be Pasul? I'm not planning on eating. So, Pliki Bar Repki Bar Oven Verabas. Here we have a very important machloket. What would be this Pasul? The Pasul would be either, we don't know who said what yet, but Chad Omar Lufishen by Etrachila. One says it needs to be something that you can eat, because then it's included in the Lachem. What does Lachem mean? It's just something that is yours, something that you have access to, something that you're allowed to eat, therefore. If you're not allowed to eat it, so then we can't really call it yours. And that's the Lachem. Haro'ui Lachem, says Rashi, in every possible way. The other one says, V'chad Amar Lefishein Badin Mamon. The other one says, the problem is, something that is Isur Hana'ah has no value. If it has no value, it can't be called Lachem. Because if it's lachem, so then why can't you sell it? So your ability, therefore, to actualize ownership is part of the meaning of lachem. And if I can't sell it because it has no value, then there's no ownership. Now, kasalka daitach, initially we thought that this is a machlokes that's mutually exclusive. That man deboy heterachila lo boy din mama. Man deboy din mama lo boy heterachila. So we thought that each one held that only their approach is correct, and that if you need something to be worth money, that doesn't mean that you have to be able to eat it. And if it's edible, and it doesn't mean that you need for it to be worth money to you. We'll see what that case would be. Now, let's take a look and see whether that makes sense in the continuation of the Mishnah. It's not. What is wrong with Truma Tameya? What's wrong with Truma Tameya is only that you can't eat it. But Truma Tameya is certainly worth money, because Truma Tameya is useful as fuel, whatever else you want to do with it, that is its suitable use.
We'll take it.
You'll take it for sure. Huh? So, if you hold that the problem is Heter Achila, fine. Okay, I understand. Truma Tameya, I can't eat. You're shopping. Hello, the man. You're on the fish, ain't but didn't mommy. You see, if that was the whole problem, so what's the problem of a din mamain on Truma Tameya? It certainly has value. You could always use it for fuel, so why wouldn't it have some value? You're right. So obviously our initial assumption was wrong. Definitely, in order for it to be the lachem, it has to, for sure, even if it's worth money, it's got to be something that you can use the way you'd like to use it. If I can't use something the way I wish to use it, then it's not mine. I mean, telling me you're putting up rules now. I can use it if this. I want to use it to eat. No, I'm sorry, I can't use it. It's not really mine, you say. Of course, it was the Nochish's problem with the Yetzer Das, but we'll talk about that later, because the Esrog is the Yetzer Das. Fascinating. This is Mamish, the problem of the Yetzer Das, right? The Nochish says, you see, nothing is yours. So she says, what are you talking about? Everything? Oh, no. He says, nothing is yours. It's just, you're not given the right to use it the way you want. There's all kinds of rules. If there's rules, it's not yours. Okay. So that's what he said. That wasn't some stupid tiny was saying, is it true you're not allowed to have anything for your own? It's true. So the question, and of course you need to have a heterachila. That's for sure. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Truma Tamei, it's no good. The only machlokas between these two approaches of Rabbi Barabin and Rabasi, again, we still don't know who said what, is whether you also need a din mamon. So keep pligi be din mamon. Mar savar heterachila beina. But din mamon, no beina. Look, if I can use it, I mean, so why do I have to be able to actualize financial rights to it? Now, it doesn't strike you right away how you could possibly have something that you can eat that you can't actualize financially. But the solution is simple. If you hold that Meiser Sheni has a din of Momon Gavoa, and it doesn't belong to you, as Rabbi Meir holds, there you've got something that you can eat, you're in Yerushalayim, but doesn't belong to you. You can't sell it. So therefore, Meiser Sheni should be Yerushalayim. I'll leave the Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Sheni is called Mama Gavoa, it's not yours. So live on the Amal Fisha Inba Hetra. If the only issue is Heter Achila, and everybody agrees it's an issue, but is it the only issue? If the only issue is Heter Achila, okay, so then I should be able to use an etrog of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, Ariyesh Heter Achila. But Laman, the Amal Afisha, Ein Ba Din Mamon, if you're going to tell me that I need to be able to have financial interests in it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavo. Now we got a problem. So that means that it must be that when we say Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim would be kosher, would only be true according to whoever that man the Omer was. Would only, of course, we don't know who, but either Rabasi or Rabavi. So Rabchi Baravi. So if you would hold that it also needs to have Heter Achila, the Mishnah would not work out Aliba to Rabbi Meir, because then it wouldn't be kosher. Now to Stayim to Rabasi, Tamil Fishain Badin Moment. Now, you said you didn't know who said what. I can prove to you who said what. Clearly, Rabasi said, not only does it need Heter Achila, it also needs a Din Moment. Why do I say that? Amar Rabasi etrog shabaser sheni ledivre Rabbi Meir in Adam yetzebo yedei chavato bePesach beYamtov. So I still have my matzah. Ledivre chachomim Adam yetzebo yedei chavato beYamtov. If Rabasi was the one who said that aliba Rabbi Meir shita, you cannot use an etrog of maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. Obviously, it was Rabasi who said that it's not enough to be able to eat something; you need to be able to actualize your ownership in every way, and that must be that he was the one who said that the problem was heter mama, not heter achila. Din mama, okay? Tistayim, you are absolutely correct. And we now know who said what. Rabasi was the one who said the svara of heter mama, and it's Reb Chir Bar Avin who said the svara of heter achila alone.
Is even Rav Meir.
Right, it's not valueless because that's part of your heter achila, but it's valueless in terms of translating it into cash.
There's not much
anymore.
Then you can't take the cash worth.
But you can be
poted.
Not once it's in Yerushalayim.
You can't be poted anymore. No. You can be poted to translate it into food in Yerushalayim. You can't use that money for it. Gufa. Omer avas. Etrog shoma aser sheni. Let's look into this for a little bit now. Etrog shoma aser sheni ledivri Rabbi Meir. Ein adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. Ledivrei chachamim adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. Fine. Now let's get to my problem. How about matzah? Matzah shoma aser sheni. Ledivri Rabbi Meir. Ein adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. This is wild. Has ever heard of this? Adin mamain in matzah. Wow. That's a new one. Ledivrei chachamim adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. Never says lachem by the matzah. I don't know where he get that from. This the Gemara's got a question in a moment. Isa shomaser sheni ledivre Rabbi Meir ptura menachal. Because it says arisotechem reshit arisotechem aliba Rabbi Meir. This is not yours. Not arisotechem. So therefore, there's no chiyav of chala. And ledivre chachamim chayevet pechala. Maski for a papa. Look, I can go along with you on the isa. I mean, in Bishleim Isa it says reshit arisotechem etrog. I understand what you're saying. Etrog it says lakatam lachem mishalachem. But matzah? Where does every say matzatchem? Never says that. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel Vitema Rabbi Yemer Bar Shalmia, because Lamaisa he would learn Rabbi Meir Lechem Lechem. Here by Matzah it says Lechem Oni, he calls Matzah. Uchtiv Atam Vayaba Achochem Milechem Aaret. When the Torah gives us the Chiyav of Chala, so it says Vayaba Achochem Milechem Aaret, Tarimu Trumala Hashem, which is a reference to the Chiyav of Chala. And apparently the two are related. Mala halan mishalachem. Just like when it comes to chala, it says arisotechem and it has to belong to you. Velo mishal maaser. Afkan mishalachem. Velo mishal maaser. Wow, that is a big chiddush. That matzah has to be a matzah that you can have ownership in. Lema misayale. Let's say if there is a raya that Rabbi Meir would hold that about chala. Isa shal maaser sheni turamina. What do you mean, lema misayele? What are you, crazy or something? That's what he said. That's not a lema misayele. You just quoted that he's right, that's all. No, I don't mean about that part, obviously that part. But what I was saying is, what I'm saying is that the question over here is whether it's really consistent to say that Rabbi Meir, okay, Rabbi Meir patters by arisotechem. I understand that, but can we bring a raya 100% that would be true about the cases that he's applying it to other than the direct arisotechem, like beetrog and matzah? Because we never found that in Rabbi Meir. Only case Rabbi Meir said beferish was arisotechem. So can we infer, that's what I'm saying, layman mistake, can we infer that since he's right about one of those cases, that necessarily he's right about the other case? Or, perhaps, Odilma, shine isa, yamakra arisotechem, arisotechem, trey zimne. The Torah stresses arisotechem in reshit arisotechem chalat arimu and mi reshit arisotechem titul Hashem. So two times we have a stress on that arisotechem. And lemaisa, maybe that's the reason that Rabbi Meir Holtz is coming to tell me more than what would normally be sufficient to be called your own. Arisotechem may be normally a heter achila, indeed would be your own. If you stress arisotechem again, so now it's telling you, no, it has to be doubly your own, meaning I should be able to use it to translate it to cash. But in these other cases where it doesn't say that, or where you have to infer chala to matzah from chala, who knows? You can't bring me 100% a raya there that Rabbi Meir, that's what I was saying, Lema Misayeli. Lemaisa, we never get back to it. We can't prove it one way or the other. Now, as I said before, by the case of the Etrog, of the Irani Dachat, so we said that you need, here it says, the fi she'en bo heter achila, right? The Tosfos asks, so then, if that's the case, if you need to have a heter achila, then why would we need to have the Ksusei Mecha Shiure? Even by the Lulav, why do we need? Because by the Lulav, if you hold, you need a Din Mamein, it would be the same thing. There's no Din Mamein on Isurei Hana. So even without the problem of Ksusei Mecha Shiure, remember we mentioned earlier that Tosfos had pointed out that on the first day, you would have a reason why you wouldn't be Yotze, because it's not Lachem, since you can't do anything with it. But a Lulav, you don't have any Achila. So for sure, the Arisotechem over there can't mean to eat your Lulav. It could only mean that it has financial meaning, right? So here too, Taisa says, Ein Achinami. Apparently, we would only need that for the second days of Yontif, the latter days of Yontif, where we don't have the Lachem. But Ein Achinami, if we're coming to describe Lachem, by the first day, we wouldn't need to come on to Ksusei Bechashiyure Bechla. Very interesting idea. Just that basically, Tosfos mentioned it earlier also. All right, some other reasons. Great, Arsene. Shel truma tmeya psula, okay, and we said shel truma tmeya psula because less by heter achila. I mean, that's no problem. We said everybody agreed you need heter achila. Shel truma tahora lo yitona, this is a new one. Why should I not be able to take an etrog of truma tahora, which is perfectly kosher? So pliga barabami verbas chadamir b'peshem makshira. Problem is like this. Generally, you keep your lulav in water. So now when you take your lulav, it's a little bit wet, and you take your etrog, put it up against your lulav, you're now being makshir to be makshir. Kabel tuma. But truma, you have to be careful not to be mafshir the kabel tuma. Therefore, you shouldn't use an etrog of truma, even if it's tahor.
Can I ask, there's a mosaic tile floor in Tihari that shows a lula in a bag of water.
Barnea. Barnea. You're letting him steal the neighborhood.
Fascinated by his interpretation of what that image is.
What Barnea. Barnea holds that it's a yadit.
No.
It's the world's first umbrella.
I didn't understand what I was looking at.
Sure. It's all the place too.
Yeah, I know, I've seen that.
Really, any of it?
Yeah. No, it's a lulav. Yeah, we're getting to that.
No, they had in the water was a basketball.
Since the spaceman
on the bottom floor.
The other man, the Omar says, the problem isn't that you're being machshir. The problem is that when you use an esrog, you mess it up. It gets ruined by mishmush yadayim. It starts turning brown. It definitely does not last as long as it would last if you weren't poking it all the time with your fingers. And therefore, since you're mafsid it, and you're not allowed to be mafsid truma, because included in the chiyav of mishmeret trumotai is to keep it from tuma and to keep it from kilkel. So you're being makalkalit. My binayim. Are other food being ruined? I would imagine that handling, they're always careful. I mean, part of food handling today is the machinery is carefully developed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they're getting places.
They get really touchy about
very good.
Of course, once they sold it to you, they'll just throw it at you.
So my binayu, Maisa, what would be the difference between these two approaches? Ika binayu, the nafkamina would be if you went ahead and you made this kigon shikara ala hashem chutz miklipa tachitzana, you basically did not call the klipa truma. So liman diomar mipnei shemachshira ika liman diomar mipnei shemafsida leka, to be machshir the fruit of outside the fruit doesn't have to be called truma, obviously, but to be mafsid truma, you're not being mafsid it, the inside of the fruit remains perfectly edible. It's just that it's not so nice on the outside. So if the outside isn't truma, there's no problem. That would be the nafkamina. V'im natal ksheira, lemaisa, obviously, if you took it, there's no problem. L'man yamar b'pesha ein ba'heter achila, of course, yesh ba'heter achila. L'man yamar l'fisha ein ba'adin mamon, areish ba'adin mamon. What possible problem could there be if you went ahead and did it? I mean, we don't want you to do it because it's not good for the fruit. But if you did it, obviously, we're not going to, there's no way to say you weren't yotzi your mitzvah. V'im natal ksheira, v'shel demai. Shel demai, you would be yotzi my time of the Beis Hillel. How is it that you're allowed, you can't eat the demai? Because you could always eat demai. Kivan di boi mafkalun nifsei avaviani. No problem in becoming poor. Any investment can do that to you overnight. Therefore, you'll be roi to be an ani to eat demai. V'chazilei. So ashtanami lachem karina. Therefore, we call it right away lachem. Very interesting, Gordon. Hang on. Why do we need that svara? As Tosfos points out, I mean, we didn't need that svara when it came to Truma. The Yisroel was taking Truma Tahira. Say, oh, well, you can't eat it. That wasn't the issue. I can't eat it. I mean, someone can eat it, but I have to eat it. Certainly called Heter Akila. But an Ani can use the Mai. So what can I say? It's kosher for the Ani. Why do I have to say, it's kosher for me because I could be an Ani?
Right?
That's exactly. Yeah, that's Tosfos' question. Just say, Kiva de Chazi Laniyim. So it's okay. Just like over there, it's Chazi Lekohanim. You wouldn't have to say this for him, right? This is interesting. He says we could have said it, but Lamais is Machalik from other sugyas that ask the question and have an answer, which we wouldn't have had. But. Okay, so Aliba the Beis Hillel, you can become an Ani, and therefore it's Roy for you. Now comes along now, Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai holds an Ani is loyal to my, which is why he says that you're not Yosef. Titzlan, Machil, in an Esanim, to my Vesanyah, to my Yom Ravunatana, Beit Shammai, Omrim, in Machil, in Esanim, Vesanyahim, to my Beit Hillel, Omrim, Machil, Limitanim, to my Vetasanahim, to my. And therefore, the Liba der Shita would be the Nafkamina of the Etrog. Shabbaser Sheni Birushalayim. We have the same problem, therefore, with Maizu Sheni. And again, Im Natak Shera, Lamad Yamar B'Deshain Ba'et Rachila, and this would be true according to everybody, even Alibet Rabbi Meir. Ah, but Lamad Yamar B'Deshain Ba'din Mamain, then that would mean Alibet Rabasi, the Mishnah was only going according to the Rabbanan, Omani Rabbanani. Alta Chazazit, next thing is that if you have a Chazazit, that was on the Rubai, so then it would be possible. Omrev Chisa, Davar Zera, Beno Hagadol Amro, Amakomi Ebezro. And when he says that, you know there's trouble coming. Lo Shana Elevamokom Echad. Where do we say that it's possible if it's all concentrated in one part? But if the Rove isn't concentrated in one part, it's Shnai Vishlosha become out. So then it would be kosher, because it's not that noticeable if it's scattered throughout the Etro. Omele Rova, Adarava. And here's the case of the Adarava that we had. We were wondering before, we didn't say Adarava, which was Tosfos' point. So Omele Rova, Adarava. Vishnai Vishlosha become out. It's even worse. Avile Minumar. And over there, it's over. But there it's possible. It looks like it's all kinds of different shading. By the Hadas, we didn't tie an Adrava. We just said it's just as easy to look at it as possible that way. Eloi Itmar Asefa Itmar. This is what we did not say by the Hadas. Eloi Itmar Asefa Itmar. Al Miyuto Kasher. Here it says if the Chazazit was only on the Miyut of the Etrog, so then it's not a problem. And it was on that that Rav Chisda said, Davar Zer Rabbeinu Hagadol Amro, Lamakom Yebezro, Lo Shenoela Bamakom Echad. When does it have to be Rubai and its kosher? If it was miyutai, that's all if it's concentrated in one place. Once it's scattered in two or three different places, then it has a din of being minumar and it's pasul. The Omar Rava, and here of course is our great, this is the horrific halacha that follows us all over. Al chotmo afilu b'mashunami pasul. From the chotem of the Yasuk, it passes even b'mashu. And there, the chotem, if we learn that the chotem is indeed the place where it begins to go up, which is generally right above the seed, the place of the seed container, and we got serious problems with our esrogin, because over there we can't rely on the rope. I'm sure it has to break down.
The chotem is, the
chotem is the upper part of the etrog.
The
pitamen,
not the stem end.
Correct. What was that? What word are you looking for? I'll look at that. When something is your, you know, it's the thing that destroys you, your big enemy. No, nemesis, thank you. Yes, that's the word. Our nemesis. A chazazit is a raised growth. Yeah, so it's like either it would be a fungus kind of growth, or it would be a... The tan things are remaining scars where a thorn rubbed against the etroga, that happens all the time. So as it's growing, it gets covered with that little scar tissue. That's just a scar. That's not considered... Right. The same, yeah. This is what is it? Lichen? How do you pronounce it? Lichen. Huh? Lichen. Lichen. So it's in English, it's a lichen on a stone.
It's not just a big bump.
No. Oh, so the thing is, there are other things that we make the equivalent of chazaziot, such as blisters, or even Shinui Mare, we give the same din as the Chazazit, because it's the same evidence, you know, with the same impact on its
Hazar.
I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
so. A Chaziz is like something to go, right?
Ziz, you're thinking of Ziz. Ziz. No. A bletel is the scar tissue.
Okay.
Scar tissue. It's not called. That's not considered raised above the surface. You can feel it. But it has to stick out, and it can't. It's not part of its normal growth. A bletel means it's part of its growth. Nitla pitmato. So Tana Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar. The way to see that is nitla buchnato. Take a look at the pitam. The pitam is shaped like the mortar is the hammer part. The pestle is. Which part is the male part? Which part is the female?
The mortar is the ball.
The mortar, the pestle. So it's the pestle.
Yeah.
So the buchna is the pestle. So if you look at it, it has the round thing on top, which is the shoshanta. So that we want to make it clear, it's referring to the buchna. Now Rashi brings a very interesting pirush from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaLevi, and he doesn't like it. He prefers his Rabbi Yaakov, his Rebbe shot, which is the one I just said. But he learns, Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi learns, and it's written in the Bahag as well, that the pitaim, that the pitmatze and the ukats are both in the same place.
Uh-oh.
And that it's a reference to the underside of the etrog, the stalk of the etrog. And the difference is that when it's said before nital ukat, it's kosher, it's referring to the part that's sticking out of the etrog above the level of the pri. But if the ukat is removed from inside, so then it's indeed considered to be kosher, and therefore it would be possible. And therefore comes along now Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar to explain, what do we mean when we say over here, the pitmato, the buchnato, because the buchnato penetrates the etrog. So again, in both of them, it's both pshatim, use the buchna as the male element, either because it penetrates the etrog at the bottom, according to the other pshat, which is the inside of the okats, or to identify its shape, according to the other pshat, which is that it's the pitam. But this is like, this would be a completely different pirish. Rashi doesn't like it. He says, Loma tzino b'choma kom pitma being together with okets. To which Tosis brings the most beautiful, beautiful riot, that's not true, which is absolutely astounding, because he points out that the Gemara uses over here exactly the same language that it uses for Simane Bagrut, which has to do with the development of the breast. There you have the Pitam, the Ukats, all in the same place, and the Chotam, right? So it's remarkable. And it's clear, he says, so clearly we do use the words together. The Ukats and the Pitam could be together. So on the dot, you have the tip of the dot. Then you have the area around. Each one is called something else. It's all in the same place. So what's the raya? What's Rashi saying that you never find it the same? You never find it the same in an esrog, maybe. You certainly find it the same in description. How do you know it doesn't mean that over here? Very interesting. I mean, the Rabbi Gershon does bring it over there. Rabbi Gershon also brings this shot of Rabbi Yitzchak that he brings and that he rejected.
How do they learn
that it means that the inside of the oket was removed from the etrog, leaving the etrog to be a chaser,
so no
because the pitam is often removed from the etrog. That's right. Well, I mean that's how we learn it. I mean,
but maybe even if it was taken off, I mean, according to them, it would be no problem.
Well, then Sitosis brings another possibility, which is the element of the buchno is to make it clear that when you say nitla pitmata, you could be referring to the shoshanta, which is the round top. Or you could be referring to the stick-like piece that comes out of the etrog, right? Comes along now, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, to say, let's not make a mistake. The pitam element, which could be the shoshanta, wouldn't be a problem. It's only if it's nitla buchnato, meaning the part that extends into the etrog. So you're learning that it's from the top, right? But still it makes a great deal of sense. Say, so what are you adding? We already said it. I'm adding which part of the pita? You shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that it's referring to the area that indeed wouldn't deposit it.
So you could break off the top bit.
That's right. Right. All right. So he brings this also the same thing. He brings these same lashanas by Gabe Dadei Isha. Here we have also Letzad Rosh Hor Shel Etrog. He learns the opposite because the breast is the chotem of the etrog. Then you have the ukat, and then you have the dad. This is the Gemara uses the same lashon over here. So you have over here the ukat, which comes out of the chud, and then on top of that you have sometimes something which comes out, which here is the shoshana, which is connected the pitma shel dad. It's used exactly the same language, and it's talking all about the top, just like over here in the etrog. It's talking about the top.
One is
hodiyah, this hadar. That's right. Yeah, all of the references of Esther go all pointed out. They're all in terms in the same term. Okay, let's continue here. Nikla. Now nikla, of course, means that the outer skin was removed. Omar Rava, I etroga de aglit kahina sumka kshera. If an etrog was peeled, so that now it looks like a red date, which is what happens after you take off the outer skin, even though you touch nothing of the inner skin, by exposing the tissues on top, you have a change in color, and now it looks like a date. Reddish.
Transparent?
Yeah, the membrane.
Just the transparent.
Yeah. Iva nant na nikla posel. How can you say that if it was niklaf, it's kosher? If it says beferish in the list here that niklaf is posel, lokasha habekula habemiktata. So Rashi learns bekula is kosher, bemiktata is minumar. Careful, please be careful to decorate. Minumar, and therefore it's posel because you have different colors across the face of the etrog. Tosis brings absolute, very powerful proof that cannot be the explanation. Because the Gemara in Chulin has exactly the same lashon of high rea de igli, kiahina sumka, which by the way, both of them are remuzzled to Yosef Atzadik, but it's amazing. The whole thing is
lungs, breast, such, heart,
it's amazing, hair. Amazing. I have murdered the kesugis, the inyanim of Yosef that come out in terms of rea, that's the Rabbi Yochanan that says, and Eswar, right? That's the Hadar. That's the Broch of Yosef. But in any event, the Gemara over there actually uses Raya's from the same way that it's used. Haba Kula, Haba Miktasa. The din over there is that if you have an animal that was peeled, so to speak, right? So if you have over there, we have the same thing by a Galuda. Now the same idea. So if there's any little bit of skin that was left that you regenerate, compares that to the din of the etrog. So that would mean that it's the same simen that the, if it's not entirely peeled, that it's still kosher. And we're actually saying it's not entirely peeled, then it's manumer, and it's possible. That's the first of the Sugyan Chulin. You see clearly that it's the other way around. As the Buchna issue is concerned, naturally, we end up halacha l'maisa with chumras in both directions. So even though the pashtus is, well, it's what happens when you lack self-confidence.
That's the difference between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim.
The Sfardim are always more self-confident. Right? You look at halacha, you follow halacha. So when you hang around with Christians for a long time, you're very doubtful about everything. In any event, even though the pshat that Rashi brings from Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi would mean that there's no problem with the broken pitum at all, because according to him, the entire problem is in terms of the ochre. And indeed, as we know, there are many esrogim that end up bederach gidulam, that the pitum falls off while they're still on the tree, which is a whole issue. In other words, where did that come from? If you're going to tell me that the missing pitum is missing in the essence of the esrogs, why it falls off by itself. Is it kosher? It falls off while it's still on the tree. I mean, the Gemara doesn't make any difference in those cases. In Enochinami, there are those that hold there is no difference. If you hold that the pita needs to be there, what's not going to mean it falls off early or if it fell off on its own? Lamaisa, the distinction between falling on its own or breaking off at a later point, is a commonly used halacha in the dinim of Esrog, which we find in many issues. For instance, the bletlach, what are called bletlach, which really come from blot mal, which are black marks or dark marks. In the Yiddish, on the etrog. Over there, what is the svara for saying that the general mark that you have from the thorns, that as the etrog grows, it rubs against the thorns. The thorns puncture the skin, and scar tissue grows up in the area where it's... Why do we have a right to say that that's not a chazazi, even where the scar tissue is raised? So again, the svara over there, that is brought by most of the posse, is that anything which is the derech gidulo of the etrog, it's the norm of the way the etrog would grow can't be looked at as a pagam of the etrog. These are the way etrogim grow. And therefore, we don't see that as the equivalent of a chazazi. Lemaisa, by the way, there are those who say to be machner if it's raised above the surface, as many of the bletlach are. But generally, people are not machner on a bletlach, even though it's raised, but for the same svara. This is derech gidulo. So if a pitum drops off early, as many etrogim do, then this would be derech gidulo. But according to that, it would depend on the zan of the etrog. There's some etrogim on the subspecies. Some etrogim, indeed, the norm is the pitum falls off early on while it's on the tree. Some etrogim, it's not. So if it's the only heter is because of derech gidulo, you could join us here. We have plenty of room for you, David, and here. I mean, what? Me'olam lo amar adam tzarli amakom besukasho barneya. Ferish Mishnah. He stays there for different reasons. So, because of that, there are those indeed who are very machmir. In other words, if you hold of the pshat that Rashi brings from his Rebbe of Inner Yaakov, so then it's referring to the top, which is the way we end up. But of course, we're machmir also like Rebbe Yitzchak Halevi. So, that if the oketz falls out from inside of the etrog, which is the buchna part, according to the way he defines the buchna, so then it's considered to be chaser unless some element of the eitz is still left inside to cover over the hole. And we wouldn't even rely on saying, well, it's okay, it's covered, it's derech, it's scar tissue, it's home. We'd be machmir even on that. We'd be machmir in both directions. But not only that, there are some who tainted that the shoshanta, if you learn that the word buchna is just an identification of whether we're talking about the top, not like Taisa, but like a simple way in which we understand the lashon of buchna like Rashi's Rebbe, so then it's an identification of the entire piece. So then the buchna, which would be the thickening, which would be the equivalent of where the, is it the pestle again? I keep forgetting. The pestle bangs, it's amazing. I can't get straight, which is the mortar, which is no matter how many times I go over it. Every time it's a me. Which one was
mortar,
it?
Yeah,
Machresh mortar. Thank you. Maybe that will help.
I have the same problem with Shas.
Oh. That they don't ask an IQ test. So that would mean that even if the Shoshanta is missing, then the Pitam is missing. If you don't learn that the Buchna specifically means the part that's inserted into the etrog stick, but any part of the pestle, so then that would be a pestle too. And indeed, there are those who are marked. In other words, the Mishabura says to be marked on that, but only if you don't have something that is more muhudar. If what you have is missing, is more muhudar, it's not kedai to give up on the more muhudar to be marked on this particular sheet. Let me give you another example of derech gidulo, which is very nogea, the modern situation. Modern situation has created a terrific problem of shinui mare because of insecticide. So what the insecticide does is it often will dry on an etrog, leaving a black dot under the place where the spray touched. Now that creates terrible issue because a shinui mare has the same din as a chazazit, and we'll see that black is considered to be a shinui mare. In which case, many beautiful etrogim become nifsal just because of a black dot. And those black dots, you can tell the difference between the shinui mara black dot, just sort of spread out on the etrog, you see them from underneath it, and the black dots that come from the insecticide. Lemaisa, if we accept derech gidulai, so then the way in which normally an etrog ends up growing, even though that's the way we're metabolizing it, would also be kosher. So there are those who hold that they say over nothing. They say over from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that he wasn't marked on that because that's not considered to be your shinai mara. That's why the mochrim will always tell you, nah, that's just insecticide. That's based on that. And lemaisa, definitely yesh mala hakel. And if you have a beautiful etrog that just has a black dot, it's that type of black dot. So then already, it's a speck that looks as if it ought to be able to come off, but you can't get it off when you try. But that's because it's a little bit of the skin. Okay, that's part of the way etrogim generally are found. You can't look at that as being something that would possibly answer. It would be another example. So again, the question of the pitum is also dependent on that. As if this is there, you do like a drop of it. So you know, and we would say that it would be kosher. Lamaisa, of course, since it's difficult sometimes to tell when the pidum drop off, it's always g'day in such a thing to have a pidum. That's why many people are marked to have to have a pidum. Other marked not to have a pidum because the children tend to destroy the pidum rapidly. And then you end up without a kosher edgebook. But Lamaisa, never happened in your house. Huh? So, okay, that's another example. Now, because of that, so we end up now being makbid in both directions. Pitam on top, even the buchna, the tip, which would then be the shoshanta, according to us, plus the okets on the bottom. Another issue is what is considered to be the chotam of the esra. We talk about the part in which it's very nikkur. So that was Rava's last, what we called our nemesis halacha. Now, chotmo, afilu b'mashu, nami pasul. I mentioned to you that Tosas earlier points out that we have exactly the same terminology here that we use by Dadei Isha. Chotam, ukats, hitam. Exactly the same thing. They're all in the same place. The Ramban psak, indeed, is that the chotam is the equivalent to the chotam on the bread. So that, in other words, it's dafka, the top area itself, which is where the pitam will grow out from, and not from the midpoint up, which is a tremendous chumrah. It's from the midpoint, the point where the esrog begins to slope. I mean, literally the midpoint. But the sloping point, I mean, that could be... That's a tremendous chumrah. It could be half...
Rambam is a
kula. This is a tremendous chumrah because you have to map it on the entire area in which it slopes up. Right? Okay, and there's shitas that are between the two extremes. Obviously, the minhag became to be machmir even from the point at which it begins to slope up, directly above the seed compartment. Where the seed, if you take the esrog apart, where the seed compartment ends is the place where the esrog begins to slope up. That's very important to know, by the way, because of today's din. And today we're going to talk about a puncture that goes through the etrog that gets up to the seed compartment. How do you know that without taking the etrog apart? You can see that from the outside because that's where the etrog begins to go up. The middle part is where it's expanded in order to have place for the seeds. Another interesting thing that we discussed yesterday is the concept of Godol al Rov Mayim. What exactly does Godol al Kol Mayim? First Godol al Rov Mayim. The Godol al Kol, it's very interesting that the mocker for the idea is basically a posuk in Yeshayo. Ashrei zorei al kol mayim, mishalchei regel ashor v'achamor. What does zorei al kol mayim mean? It's very interesting. We use it over here as just an expression, but lamaisa the davi means something. It refers to Klal Yisrael as a zorei al kol mayim. So some learn the pshat zorei al kol mayim is the idea is that wherever your zorei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtzi mayim, and it's always enough. Which would mean that the etrog doesn't require a lot of water and is satisfied where it is. Or others learn it's a remez, like the Gemara says, ein mayim el atera, so that whatever the zorei al kol mayim would mean, the Klal Yisrael manages, always a chiddush here, a chiddush there, but whatever you take, whatever you can get, you take, right? However, it's clear, I must tell you, I mean, I don't think there's really much of a suffix, certainly la halacha there's no suffix, that the zorei al kol mayim means dafka the opposite. It's the mitzias. That the mitzias is the esrog requires a tremendous amount of tipul. Part of the tipul is that it's not satisfied with the water that it gets, and it needs all kinds of water. So even needs both, even though it's rent. That's based on the Sugin Rosh Hashanah, which is that the etrog has a din of yerek because and yerek we know the kol mayim by yerek that it says beferish vishkisa barag lecha kegan hayarak. That means you need to constantly work on it, right? So it's not, you need to irrigate it. So in other words, the other pshat would be, okay, if it's an area where it doesn't rain, it can grow on irrigation. If it's an area which does rain, then it doesn't. But from the Sugi and Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that that's not the case. That the reason it's similar to Yerek is because even when it rains, you have to make sure that it gets a tremendous amount of water in order to be able to get. Therefore, it's like a garden which can't rely on the rain. But even when it rains, you have to make sure that you have irrigation going. And so too, the etrog, which is why really the etrog is a very difficult fruit to grow. And I mean, part of the reason, not only that the market will bear, but part of the reason that it's so expensive is because indeed it's a whole year job. It's not...
The tree is very weak.
Yes, it's an extremely sensitive tree, which is why the etrog has so many problems with harkava, because the minhag was always to graft it with other stronger trees because it's an extremely difficult and sensitive tree.
They build wooden frames
to support it.
Really?
All right. So I mean, it's not just that these guys sit back and play all year. They work. Your friend plays, but
conceptually, this is very. Conceptually, there's a lot going on here. But the water and the flora and the weakness of the tree.
The same family, for sure. It's not a substitute. Yeah, lemon is simple, sure. But there are often more kavim with lemon in order to do that. There was a shikshuk tree that they used for har kava. You know, it's just always was a common. Okay. Yeah.
But would mulkav be kosher?
No. Sure. Unfortunately, the peskim possible. That's why we need to have the extra and that it should have a good yichus. So, all right. Quick review. Tana Rabbana Priyetza Darek Shetam Eitzel Piriyoshaveh Avi Yomra Zeh Trok Ve'imba Pilpili Kiritanya Rabbi Meir Amin Mimash V'shinem Rona Tatem Kol Eitzin Yodeh Shu Eitz Ma'achal Ma Talmud Lomar Eitz Ma'achal Eitz Shetam Eitzel Piriyoshaveh Avi Yomra Zeh Pilpili L'lamdecha Sh'apilpilin Chayavim Ba'orla. And after all, you don't have to go to the Far East to get pilpilin. Ein Eretz Yisrael Chaseira Klum Sh'neva Lo Techzar Kolba Hata mishum de lo efshar, echinavi. Ninkot choda, lo minkar lekichata. Ninkot treot lata, pri amrach vana lo shnayim v'shlosha perot, hilkoch lo efshar. Rebbe Omer, al tikre hadar el hadir. Ma dir ze yesh po gedolim ketanim t'mimim v'bali mumin. Okinami yesh po gedolim ketanim t'mimim v'bali mumin. O tu shar perot let po gedolim ketanim t'mimim v'bali mumin. Elohi komer, ad shiboyim ketanim adayin gedolim kayomim. Rabbi Avu Omer Al Tikrei Hadar Ela Hador Davar Shadar B'Ilano Mishana L'Shana Ben Azai Omer Al Tikrei Hadar Ela Hidrus Shekin B'Loshin Yavani Korvi L'Mayim Hidro Ve'ezu Shegoro Akomayim Avi Omer Ze Etrog. It's a Canadians call electricity Hydro.
What's the name of the company?
No, it's called Hydro.
Yeah, Ontario Hydro.
The Hydro. Because it's all water power, so the electricity itself is called hydro, exactly the same way that the etrog is called electricity.
But you don't go.
You get your hydro bill. You don't get your electricity.
That's right.
Yeah. But no, it's simple hydro.
What? No, you plug in electricity, but you get your hydro bill. Although I think there are some people that would even call it the hydro is down.
Yeah.
You could say the hydro is down.
You'll know exactly what you're talking
about.
You
plug into the wall. I'm plugging into my hydro.
No, your electricity.
There you say your electricity.
But you won't be wearing your shoes.
Shela sheirav shelirani dagat pasul my time. Kivin lo sreifakoy ktutei michtat shiurei. Shol orla pasul my time. Pligibar vipkibarav and rabasi charam elu v'shem v'yeter achila v'charam elu v'shem v'din moment. Gasal kadaitach man de boy yeter achila lo boy din moment. Uman boy don mamon lo boy etrachila. It's not. Shatruma tmeya pasul. So bishle b'lamani malafishin b'etrachila shap. B'lamani malafishin b'din mamai. Amai are misikat tachat tavshilo. Ela b'etrachila kolayim lo pligi. Of course b'inan. Ki pligi b'din mamai. Mar savar etrachila b'din mamai lo b'inan. Mar savar din mamai nami b'inan. Mai b'inayu. Ik b'nao ma'aser sheni shibirushalayim alibin the Rebbe Meir. L'man diyom l'fishen b'heter achila reish b'heter achila. L'man diyom l'fishen b'din mamon ma'aser sheni mamon gavoahu. Tistayen d'rav asi diyom l'fishen b'din mamon. Diyom r'v asi etrog shu ma'aser sheni l'divir b'meir en adam yetzei lo yedei chavato b'yomtad. L'divir chachamim adam yetzei lo yedei chavato b'yomtad. Tistayen gufa. Omrevasi etrog shu ma'aser sheni l'divir b'meir en adam yetzei lo yedei chavato b'yomtad. L'divir chachamim adam yetzei lo yedei chavato b'yomtad. Matzah shal matzah sheni l'divir b'meir ein adam yotzei ba yedei chavato b'pesach l'divir chachamim adam yotzei ba yedei chavato b'pesach isa shal matzah sheni l'divir b'meir p'tur min hachala l'divir chachamim chayavet b'chala matzah v'rpa b'shama isa k'tiv reshet arisotechem et rognami k'tiv lachem mishalachem ela matzah mi k'tiv matzatchem omar rabba v'ashvur v'item r'vyem v'shalmiya at yalechem lechem k'tivach alechem oni k'tivacha ויהויבא חוכם אליכם הארץ, מה להלן משלכם, ולא משל מעשר, אבכם משלכם ולא משל מעשר. למה מסייע עליי? עיסה של מעשר שני פטורה מן החלה, Did Rabbi Meir? The Chachamim Amim Chayavat Bechala. Lema Misayeli. Hehe. Ela no midaba. Hoplige ba nami plige. Adilma shine. He's a damakra. Arisatechem arisatechem. Trezimni. Shall truma to me absuva the less by heterachila. Shall truma to horror lo yitol. Plige ba ravami ravasi. Charama beplay shemakshira. Charama beplay shemapsida. My binayu. Don't you kora ale ashem chutz. Mikrivat architona. So lemand yom ibnei shemakshira. Okay. Ika. But lemand yom ibnei shemafsida. It's not truma what you're being mafsid. So leka. Vim natak shira. Lemand yom ibnei shem ba etrachila. Reish betrachila. Lemand yom ibnei shem ba din mamon. Are yesh ba din mamon. Shal demai. My time in Beit Hillel. Kimon di yiboy mafkila nixiv avionni. Chazilei ashtanami lachem karina beigetzad. Machilina ta'aniyim demai vetach sanya demai. Beit shamai. Ani lo akil demai, detzlan. Machilin ani im demai vetach sanai demai. Yom revuna tana beit shamai omrim, ein machilin et ani im vetach sanai im demai. Beit Hillel is the one who says machilin sanai im demai, vetach sanai im demai. Shema aser sheni bi Yerushalayim, liman yom rene shem akshira mekshira, liman yom rene shem afsida, arem afsida, vim natak shira, Lemand, Yom Rinei Shein Ba'at Rachila Divrei Akol, Lemand, Yom Rinei Shein Ba'at Din Moman, this obviously would only be true only by the Rabbonon. Al Tachas Azita Aruba Omer of Chista Dovaz, Rabbeinu HaGadol Amro, Amakom Yeh Be'ezro. Lo Shana Alam Amokam Echad, Ava B'Shnayim Shloshem Mekomot Kosher, Omer Le'Rova Ad Rabba, B'Shnayim Shloshem Mekomot Ava Le'im Mekomen Numer Apostle, Ele Yitmar, Seifa Yitmar, Al Miyuto Kasher, Omer of Chista Dovaz, Rabbeinu HaGadol Amro, והמקום יהיה בעזרו, לא שנה אלא במקום אחד, אבל בשניים שלושה מקומות, הביא לי כמנומר ופסול, אומר רובה ועל חותמו, אפילו במשהו נמי פסול. נתלה פתמתו, תנא רבי יצחק בן אלעזר, נתלה בוכנתו, נקלף, אומר רובה, היית רואה גדאג מכיוון הסומכה, כשרה, אי וענן תדע נקלף פסול, לא קשה בכולה, או בביקסתה.